Blog Talk Radio.
Come take a magical journey to the dawn of a new era. Unveil the mysteries behind the curtain with empathic healer Dawn Thompson.
Hello, happy August Gypsy Wagon Show 2018, Lion's Portal version, Lion's Gate Portal, 8-8-2018,
roar! And we are roaring.
Gotta roar like a lion. Hold on, roar. I got the lion's roar. There we go.
Oh, there you go.
That's the portal. I'm super looking forward to the show today. Super looking forward to connecting with Iggy and meditating and, pulling some cards to get more clarity. They're always really helpful when we're all tapped in together. And, I think we're going to have a really good show. Iggy Garcia is here, and I am Dawn of the New Era. How are you doing, Iggy? How are you doing today?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm doing better now that I'm on the show. This 8-8 Lionsgate, the finale, I guess, set up new codes and new waves of frequency, eight frequencies or something like that, of abundance, peace, ascension, blessed. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So all this stuff's coming at the same time. We're receiving this divine gifts. Just, can it go a little bit slower?
I mean, it is very much like the birth or the death process. We started our week with the death process. My daughter lost a beloved pet, but when you're speaking, it makes me think about how, you know, we talked a lot about how you can't time rebirth. You can't, or birth or death. Like, I said, boy, they sure come at the most. It was really the best way to start to learn, you know, for her to learn about how birth and death works in life, because, you know, just people aren't, you know, people can leave early, people can have a really long unhappy life, they can have a short happy life, they can have the opposite. We really just talked a lot about that and birth and death and how they just come when they're ready to come, and it might not be scheduled, it might not be convenient. And I guess, you know, today's Lion Portal energy is like that. I've been hearing, I went to a restoration yoga class this morning, and it was all about surrendering, which, you know, I've mentioned last year on the show, one of my favorite affirmations is resist nothing. Not meaning that you just passively do life and let it happen, just really not resist what the waves that are coming. And so let's just go ahead and bring those eight frequencies in through meditation, and also notice where, if you'd like to join me on the show, where in your body that resistance is lying, where it's, you know, we have these places in our body that do resist and our emotions that do resist. Why? Because to fight or to push against helped us survive in the last era. But this portal, this new era, from what I'm, the baby bit I'm seeing, and we're going to explore more, talk more, pull cards about it. You know, if we are to receive abundance, say we're to step into our power and we're to receive, you know, a deeper level of connection, abundance. I'll have to have Iggy say the eight things again before we meditate. What were those that you just mentioned?
Oh, I was just reading from this thing. It's, well, it's eight frequencies, but they talked about abundance, peace, ascension, being blessed. And if you're open to receive these divine gifts, you will. So.
Okay, good. Thank you. So I'm going to use the example of peace, because peace for me, you know, everybody says, oh my gosh, I want peace and love and harmony. For me, those can be very uncomfortable. I'm actually more comfortable in chaos. Why? Because I spent most of my life in chaos. So in order to find a balance between the two, for me, and part of my, you know, practices, is to go to that place of the resistance in the body that, you know, so whatever of those, you know, ascension themes coming in, that those eight frequencies for you out there listening, you know, pick the one that resonates the most, the one that you're wanting to call in the most, or the one that you, you know, you're finding you're having the hardest time with. I hear all the time people saying, you know, me included in the past, like abundance, having enough, you know, enough resources, enough support, enough money. And so, you know, if that's what we're calling in, you know, a lot of teachers, new age teachers will say, you know, let the love and light in. And it's like, you think I don't want to? It's not for lack of desire. So where's the real path to get, you know, it's like, oh,
yeah.
No, I don't think many people want to live in poverty. So how do you get there? You know, one of the pathways is through meditation and body awareness. So let's take a moment. And I love that we've passed the siren point so we can do this in total silence. And if you don't have silence where you're at right now, you can still meditate. You just be vigilant of the sounds around you, the people or animals or children around you. But don't let them get in the way of your experience, you know, or don't let them affect your experience. You know, in fact, mindful movement meditation, so powerful to be able to be present with yourself, even with stuff going on around you. So if you can, get into a quiet space to the best of your ability, sit, lay down. Maybe it feels comfortable to stand still. But go ahead and close your eyes. Go into your body. And we set the intention by starting with the infinity symbol, just visualizing that right behind the eyes in the third eye center. You know, the 8 is actually an infinity symbol. So let's bring the symbol in. And then let's also see the 8 or the infinity symbol all around your body. Birth and death. You know, my daughter told me yesterday, well, death is just a part of life. And birth is part of a life. So we're all having a lot of endings right now. But we're birthing into more strength, resilience, and receiving all these beautiful 8 frequencies. So we're bringing in the codes through the 8. And I want you to visualize 2 ginormous, gigantic lions to each side of you, guarding you, opening you up, being a totem for sun, solar, action, life force, energy, fierceness, bringing in this protection while you meditate, and also this fierce intent that you will claim what is yours, that you will not let fear or discomfort, loss, grief, chaos, and others' lives around you keep you from your birthright of these 8 ascension frequencies. And get a felt sense of your body if you're sitting or standing where your feet are on the ground. Sinking your tailbone into the chair and coming to your breath. Again, noticing the sounds around you, whether it be nature, office, house, even in your car on your lunch break. What's the sounds around you? What are they like? What's the temperature like where you're at right now? And with the next breath, you come into your body even more present. Can you feel your feet, your legs? Let them get heavier. Notice where your thighs connect to your hips. Take in any input from your belly. What's going on in your belly? Is it digesting food, thoughts, emotions? Bringing that energy, that golden lion, yellow energy to the belly. And Spirit's telling me that we're receiving a lot of this energy today through our hearts. That is the portal, that is the Lionsgate portal, energetic space that we're really being initiated with this lion's heart of courage, leadership, presence, compassion, but boundaries. And so get a felt sense of what's going on in your heart. Does it feel filled with joy? Is it heavy with sorrow? Is it tightened with anxiety or stress or angst? Really go into these different spaces in your heart. For these are the sensations and the places. This is how your heart has reacted to life thus far. And in order to bring in the abundance and connection that you're desiring, we have to really soften and allow those places to be heard. So let's do that now. Going right into the core of your heart and breathing ever so tenderly into it. And whether it be sorrow, joy, angst, numbness, each exhale softening into the center of your heart, allowing it to unravel this tight cord, these tight places in the heart, to unravel and soften and open and breathing into them. Comfort or discomfort. And the lions beside you, they're taking this golden energy through their courageous hearts, through their eyes, and sending you support into your heart to illuminate more of these shadow places of protection and woundedness from the past. Illuminating them, clearing them. Thank you, Lion Totem. Clearing them. Clearing those heart chambers. Purifying the blood, raising the vibrational frequencies of the cellular structure of your emotional body in your heart. And now I want you to take your hands, if they're not already, and open them up on your legs, or you can even open them up as if you are going to embrace the person you love dearly with the biggest hug. Open your arms. And breathe into your heart, receiving these codes, receiving these light, your new light body. And by placing your hands or your palms in an upright or open position, you're also saying to your guides, to the ascended masters, to the beings which we will tap more into whom is with us. We're saying we allow support. We cannot do this on our own. We need not only human support, earth support, but also support from the ones who were sent here to help us with this ascension process. And so it is, and so it shall be. If it feels right, you can say, I've received in your mind or out loud, I am open to receiving. And that affirmation itself just brings in a softness, so, and an allowing and a contract. And when you're ready, you can begin to open your eyes, gazing around the room or the car or the path, wherever you're at. Maybe you're in a space you've been in before, many times before. Can you look at the things, the objects, the people around you as if you're seeing them for the first time? Maybe they're a little colorful after this. Everything around me looks a little more colorful after that meditation. And the sun's coming out. How beautiful. All right, so welcome, welcome, welcome back from that meditation. This show will be recorded. If you want to go back and do it again, you might need a few times, or if you memorize the practice, you can, when I do these guided meditations, I just let spirit show me what to do. So, you know, this one, I'm hearing the guides that are with us now saying, you know, this is something you could do two or three times to continue to go to that core center place in your heart. Call in your totem animals. Call in the lions if they were very helpful for you, and allow animal spirit support to help you through this process. Okay. How are you doing, Iggy, with that meditation? Did you see what did your lions look like?
They were hot. Like, I feel like I'm hot. Like, my temperature core went up a little bit. Because I know mm-hmm. that the lion gates affects the solar plexus. So that makes sense why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. I never thought about that. Yeah. I'm a little bit more relaxed. But I'm a little bit hot. Like, running a little bit higher temperature. And that is my reality at the moment.
That's your reality at the moment. That's funny you saying that because, yeah, solar plexus is where I come from most of the time. And it is a hot, burnt up place to be if I don't constantly cool down. And I just learned from Facebook, a woman was on Facebook and taught a cooling breath. And I was doing it the other day. If you feel like you need to cool down after that meditation, the breath, anyone out there, the breath is to breathe in through the mouth and out through the nose, and you breathe, which is very unnatural because I've been trained the other way, which is to build heat. But you also open your mouth, but you keep your teeth together. So you breathe in through your teeth and out through your nose. And my daughter caught me doing it the other day. She goes, "You look insane." And then she goes, "You know, if you ever are angry at someone, you should just, you know, do that breath and they'll be like, "Ooh, Dawn's angry." Cause you, it's just a funny sounding breath, but it really does cool the body down on a hot day. I'm going to use that next time I go to a festival or I'm outside. So the need, the themes that came up, I pulled cards right afterwards when I was still in trance after that meditation, and it's clarity. And spirit's kind of letting me know that we're needing clarity in our lives. So anytime we have some anger, some agitation, which Iggy and I were talking a little bit before the show, just for a few moments, that we were both experiencing those too in our different ways. There is this sense of, and for me, I can only speak for me and what I've learned in my trainings through communication and different healers and such, the anger is a motive or is a symbolic emotion. And for me, this has been true that it lets me know that I have something that I desire or need that's not being met. Now, there's two sides of the coin. One, for anger, one thing could be, you know, I'm stuck in my ways. I'm stuck in my ego. You know, I'm not being grateful. I think something should be one way and it's not. And so I've had that experience with anger where I'm angry about something because I'm not putting myself in someone else's shoes. And so that, you know, that tends to be more the one of the spiritual teachings, especially the old paradigm teachings about anger. Like, don't be angry. Go to your gratefulness. But I really resonate with it. It can also signify a deeper need or desire not being met. Now, again, this goes against like some of the Buddhism things of like, you know, oh, we should just brush off all our humanly desires because, you know, we're spiritual beings. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm in a human body and I think I came here to experience. Sorry, not sorry. So, you know, for me, if I have a need for which affection came up last month and it's coming up again, that is a human need. That is what a baby or small animal needs. Or it dies. So it's not just a sensual pleasures are, you know, to be ignored. And it's to me, my practice is, no, it's important. It is very important that I, you know, I at least identify, whether I get the need met or not, that I at least identify it and say, yes, this is what's agitating me underneath. It's I've not had enough affection. I've not had enough connection. Balance is coming up. So a need for balancing out some areas of our lives, which that was coming up last month in a lot of my clients' readings. And love, we have this energetic frequency this month for love. And Leo is sun, you know, it is, you think of the lion, the courageous heart, you think of, or I think of Wizard of Oz, the cowardly lion, you know, he was given a heart. Or was that the Tin Man? I can't remember. But
he's a heart. He got courage. Remember courage. The lion got courage.
He got courage. Yes. Yes. Courage. And what's the other one? Consideration. which I'm a big fan of that. I, one of the things I really adore about my brother here on the, my, you know, my co-host is that I feel like you have wonderful consideration on our trip when I come to your ceremonies and gatherings, or even just when I would come, you know, hang out with you. You're considerate and you are able to put yourself in other people's shoes and you're able to say, you know, I wonder how this person is feeling. You make everyone feel like they belong. And it's not a common trait, a consideration with everyone. And so I think sometimes I get frustrated because I'm like, I'm picturing what it must be like for you. Can you do it for me? So I don't know why that's coming up, but maybe because if we all able to do that a little bit more, we might be able to relax a little bit more, not be so agitated. I don't know. What do you think about that? What comes up for you with consideration? Do you find, I mean, that's a common thing with people in your life? I mean, or do you feel like you're more the person that does that?
You know, that's a good question. I know I was taught a long time ago by my parents that we edify our elders. We give consideration to the people who've come before us, who've done the work, you know, who've laid the foundation. So I kind of do that. I try to listen. I try to be humble, servant. And I'm not sure if I always receive that back, which is, I'm not really looking for it. I know if I do my part, I could be the example in that moment. So mm-hmm. I don't even know I do it sometimes. It's just so natural for me to go into that mode, to just listen and just be present for myself and for the person who is there.
Well, I think that attribute is something that could really be a force. I'm hoping that consideration is one of the eight frequencies or part of this portal, because what it looks like from the themes for the card reading, because I did the themes, I'm going to do the Ascended Masters we're working with, but you know, with through consideration, there is love expressed, which is such a, at least this is what this reading is trying to bring forth, is I'm sure more will be revealed, but there's something about, you know, we've heard love is an action word. A lot of you out there might have heard that love is, you know, there's five love languages. There's like, you know, service, which is action. And then there's gift giving. And then there's voicing it, hearing it. But consideration is something that it's very precious. It's very developed. And it's something that really, I think people considering me in the past has been made me feel the most loved of all in my whole life, more than any of the love languages, more than touch, more than, you know, I think you're beautiful, more than here's a watch gift or I took out the trash for you. I love you. Like consideration, like someone, you know, getting up in the middle of the night and giving me a cough drop or saying, oh, I'm noticing that that situation might make you feel uncomfortable. How are you? It's like a check-in. Like, how are you? Or I heard you say a month ago that you were struggling with this. How's that going now? So I think it's coming up in the reading just as like an energetic frequency to become, you know, that as a human consciousness to try to open up to stepping into this, because this could make the whole world a better planet, right? If people were a little more considerate of each other. And so I guess it looks like August is a chance for us all to step into that more. And I know for me that requires self-consideration. I can hardly give anything to others that I haven't given to myself first. It's just something, or get from someone else, right? It's like that infinity symbol. We're all connected. In order to, you know, give, we have to receive. To receive, we have to give. So, yeah. And so I guess the last piece that's kind of coming through on that little momentum is being considerate of yourself, being considerate, like, oh, I'm really frustrated or sad today. Do I need to cancel something? Do I need to meditate for 10 minutes and hold my heart? Do I need to call a friend? Do I need to journal? what do I need to do in order to, you know, facilitate what's going on in me? And what I found happens is that when I do that for myself, I'm even more considerate for others. I'm able to hold space when, for example, on Monday I had to cancel my whole day I chose to cancel the whole day because the family pet died, and oh, time to teach my daughter about, you know, death and grieving and how to do a grief ceremony and such. So I wouldn't have been able to do that and rearrange my day if I don't feed myself first, you know? So consideration. That word softens my whole body when I think about it.
That's good.
Anything you want to add to that piece? Or?
No, I'm good. I'm just listening to you.
Well, the other piece to my week has been preparing for Shakti Shakedown Festival, which is a very interesting event because let's skip a little into the laws of manifestation. I saw that you were, you know, tapping a lot on that, the timelines earlier this week, which I thought was so, so cool. And I just love your other shows. And we think so much alike in so many ways, mm-hmm. in so many areas. And when it comes to Shakti Shakedown, I got to tell you guys, it's quite the anomaly because, you know, a lot of things, right? Like say a hairstylist, when I'm, you know, being a hairstylist in my early part of my life, it's like, I decide I want to do it. I talk to people about it. I go get loans. I sign up for school. I go to school for 2 years. Then you know, it's such a process, whereas manifestation,
right.
like when stepping into the flow, it's so quick. It's so quick that I look back and I'm like, I don't even remember creating that. I keep joking mm-hmm. with my close friends who are also, you know, entrepreneurs and such and doing this similar frequency of work in the world. And I'm like, it's like immaculate conception. It's like I'm just pew, pew, bursting out all these things. And then I'm like, where did this come from? It's like you pull out the baby. You're like, I didn't even know I was pregnant. And this is so many of these projects. I'm just like, what the heck? A festival? I never even planned that. That wasn't on my vision board. And it's just a testament to how spirit can really work through us when we lean into, well, geez, I've leaned into joy, rebalancing, not being a part of the mainstream system, continuing to soften, to be honest, because there's times I want to harden up, but continuing to soften. So, yeah, this Sunday in Columbus, Ohio, is Shakti Shakedown Festival, and I've never been this large event coordinator. I'm actually more of an innovator or designer, and I think of things, but now I have to do the details. So that's been my week so far, is finishing up the details for, I'm just going to have a few speakers, Dakini Ray, I know Amanda, Dakini Ray, let's see, my friend Cass of Kali Holistic Healing is going to speak on some empowerment stuff. Heidi Howells is another urban shaman here locally, and she's going to sing some songs, which will be beautiful. Let's see, we're going to have reflexology, massage, and those are really heavily discounted, which I'm like, this is what you guys are going to charge. It's amazing. Oh, and the other exciting thing is we're going to have a raffle, and we're giving away like really beautiful jewelry, healing sessions, a Theta healing session, a reflexology. Heidi's donating a shamanic session. House of Om Yoga Studio is giving away, I think, some clothes or some jewelry, and they have like the best of the best. And then I'm going to raffle one of my new courses, the Anxiety Relief Course. So there's a chance
awesome.
To win fun things, get a massage, free
mm-hmm.
yoga, and dance. So it's kind of like these are all the things that I love and all kinds of people that I love. And where did this even come from? It just showed up. It's so beautiful. That's actually this Sunday, August 12th, 3 to 11 p.m. Are you coming, Nikki? Are you able to come? I can't remember.
Well, you know,
if
I have
you were
a
busy
class.
That day.
I have a class from 3 to 6, but I want to donate for the raffle, okay?
Okay.
A shamanic session, a session with somebody, since I can't be there, but I want to give something back to my community, give back something to you for, you know, doing all the great work you do. Our schedules are a little screwed up this time around, but if you could add that, that would be awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. That. You rock.
Pretty
sweet.
Are
you still there? There
I'm
we go.
Still here.
Okay, sorry.
We just paused there for a second going, hello?
Oh, Mercury retrograde. This is what a show sounds like when there's now 7 planets in retrograde.
Yeah.
No, I found out that the last eclipse is Saturday.
This whole month. I mean, these last 2 weeks have just been like, whomp.
I know. It's
a good.
Little insane.
It's all good.
In what way is it good? What
all
way
good,
have you it's been good?
You know, because we're gonna come out stronger. We're gonna come out more enthused. We're gonna leave some stuff behind. We're gonna, you know, the caterpillar talking to the butterfly, going, "What?" Because they can't understand each other. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're gonna be able to open our wings and explore the world in a different way. We're not gonna be crawling and groveling around like we were before. We're gonna be able to go up and ascend, fly around, look around, and then, you know, go to the next ascension. I almost said extension.
Go to the next extension.
Click.
That's true. I am extending. My belly's extending, it looks like. I'm like, is part of ascension extending?
No, I know napping is because I've been sleepy, man.
Mm.
I haven't been like that for a long time.
You know, as I hear you speak, I think... And I'm wondering who out there can, like, resonate with this or if this is, like, a healer thing. I don't know what's going on. But that's my whole life. My whole life is the cocoon to the butterfly, cocoon, caterpillar to the butterfly. And I always think maybe there might be an end point. But now I'm realizing, I mean, in 2010, I'm like, cocoon, you know, you do that. And then it was, like, 2 years ago at Wild Woman Fest, or maybe it was last year at Wild Woman Fest, they're like, yeah, the caterpillar's head has to explode in the cocoon to become a caterpillar. I'm like, yeah. And years ago, what's her name, had that song, The Dog Days Are Over. And I remember me and Amber, you know, her husband had passed away. My dad had passed away early. All these things were going on. We're like, well, it's done. The dog days are over. You know, life will be good from now on. And it's actually like, that's actually never, it's never going to be a thing. There's always going to be loss. There's always going to be transition. There's always going to be sorrow. And I'm working on how can I do a dance with that and still, you know, allow and accept joy, knowing that, yeah, things are going great, abundance is coming in, and at the same time, things can be going on. It's like, it's definitely that bridge between polarity, which they talked about in yoga class today. She's like, yoga is just the bridge between two things. So I think by me unraveling and not resisting is knowing that there's going to be both. There's just going to be both.
I got it.
That's part of the life. I don't know where I got this mentality that things will be hard and then they get good. It might have been when I watched like Cinderella or Snow White. You know, she's like, I'm in poverty. I'm living with these little elves and I'm cleaning. And now
that's a good,
happily ever
after. That's a good point. That's a good point you just brought up. Well, it's actually
it's like every movie.
Yeah, every movie's I'm broke and depressed and I got no life. Everybody's life's better. And then all of a sudden I get my chance and I'm going to grab that little, what is it, a little fairy? Were they fairies? There were 3 fairy godmothers, weren't they?
Yeah. Cinderella. Yeah. That was in Sleeping Beauty. It's all of them. They're like.
So they come in threes.
You know, you're suffering. Mm-hmm. Ooh, threes. That's an interesting point.
They're the Trinity, huh?
Mhm. Well, maybe part of the Trinity is that bridge between the, you know, the suffering and the not suffering. I mean, that, it's just so linear. It's just so linear, you know, watching all those childhood movies and seeing like suffering. And then, and I had to believe that being young and being in so much trauma and suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I guess the pendulum can swing both ways before it hits the middle too. Just like I think that, you know, it seems like right now the world is unraveling and there's so much, you know, suffering. And I think it's kind of like the pendulum swings both ways and then it'll hit the middle. There'll be a balance, I hope, between, there's suffering and there's joy and we can be in both at the same time. I don't know how else to explain that piece.
I mean, but do we really have to suffer? I mean, is that an option? Is that something we choose or something that's given to us? I always wonder about that.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, I stubbed my toe. It hurt. You know, it hurt really bad this morning. But I didn't. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, I watched my dad die. He didn't choose that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was had a lot of suffering in his death process. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that we can kind of, that we don't need to suffer. And then, there are, like in my Sangha practice, you know, they said, we're of the nature to age. We're of the nature for illness and disease. We're of the nature for suffering. But the practice in that particular avenue, which I really like, is not to subscribe to it, not to be like, you know, put on Alice in Chains and go, down in a hole in my soul, don't know what to do. When around you is perhaps a feast and a friend or a pet to pet. The practice there is like, there's pain going on and there's joy at the same time. So say like, you know, I want to train my dog to go to he's got a lot of training to do, but go to like, say the old, you know, the elderly homes or hospitals and then people, you know, can pet him. So say maybe their body does hurt, but look, they're experiencing both, you know, the suffering, but joy at the same time by petting the little therapy dog. There's like gotta be, there is a bridge where we don't have to subscribe to the pain is what is, I guess, the advanced practice I'm looking at.
I like that. That makes sense. Not to subscribe to it. Cause it's easy to subscribe to things very quickly. You know, if we're not in the right frame of mind, maybe. And sometimes we get subscriptions without asking too. So it's kind of like life. It's kind of like, and then we have
my
to cancel
week,
it out, right?
You're just speaking my whole week here.
No, but I mean, I remember you, I would say something sometimes and you'd be like, can't alt delete, cancel alt delete. You would say something like that. I would be like,
you got
a point. So you got a good point there, Don. I never thought about that. Here I am in stinking thinking and you're telling me like, press control alt delete in my personal computer in my mind.
Refresh.
Yeah, that's good. It's good.
It's
good
both.
Reminder.
Think
Thank
about
you.
It. It's both.
Yeah.
It's not all or nothing. Like, because I can't control alt delete something that's really living in me. So like last night I saw something that brought up something so old that I haven't healed. Right? That I haven't healed. And so like, how can I make a space for that, a little container for that, that like, oh, that's my Lionsgate portal, you know, abandonment or that one time where someone lied to me. Okay, that's there. And I could feel it, yet it's not reality, so I'm not subscribing to it, but I'm not pushing it down because it is living somewhere in my body and creating my reality on some subconscious time frame frequency. And yet how can I let that have a space to surrender to, work out, call in my lion guides, maybe journal about it, but then go on with my day. I don't have to subscribe to it and like just shut myself in my room and cover myself in the covers and go, I canceled today, you know. It could be both. It could be all of it. Like I could be like, I'm feeling this and I'm still going to do a show and I'm still going to plan. I'm still going to take a moment to feel what I'm feeling at the same time. And it's all of it at once.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I posted something today. I was feeling a little restless today. I'm not sure why anyone else is feeling, if anybody else was feeling that way. And I got a message from my dad in Peru. He actually listened to, all his friends listened to my show on Monday, which was kind of funny. There were like 30 people listening to, and my dad was translating the show. I thought that was kind of cute. And then he sends me this message. He says, think positively each day. and do the best you can. Try to stay out of the negative. He goes, remember, yeah, Puppy loves you and he'll never let you down. So he just sent me that, and it's kind of funny.
Oh, that is so sweet. Yeah. Oh, I love your family and I love Peru so much.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
sweet.
Cool.
That is very cool. That's a lot of consideration, you know, taking the time to listen to your show and translate it. That to me, I'm like, oh, that's where you get some of your consideration. Nature
yeah,
and nurture.
That's a good point. He's going to be gone for 4 months in Peru.
Wow. And
so
he's
I've been
on
doing his
side.
Work and I've been doing my
his...
work.
Yes, yes. Oh, he grew up in the ocean, right? Did he grow up on the ocean side?
Beach guy. Beach shaman.
Nice. Oh. Wow. Well, you know what? I want to segue for a moment into the beach because I had an experience, talk about transferring over into manifestation. People are trying to figure this out, right? And I remember someone doing my chart one time and saying that I was part of my mission, life mission work here is the laws of manifestation this lifetime. So I was really struggling in July with a couple things, like with, you know, over finances and all this stuff and rearranging them, and I was finding so much grief around it. And so I went and I just created a container for it. I was like, I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to spend 5 to 10 minutes to just rattle, or, you know, like I see you drum when you're feeling, we talked about that. So I'm going to do that and I'm going to sing and I'm going to give it a soul's expression and a song, and then I'm going to give it over to the universe. And so I did that. I had my rattle, and I have a special spot with a little altar by my back door window and garden. And I just really let the feeling and the song come out of what it felt like to be struggling in this way, in this pattern. And then, you know, after that short, brief time, I opened my eyes. I was like, wow, I feel really like I cleared out a lot there. I put my little rattle, sacred rattle away, and I go to the mailbox, and I open it up, and it said, to Dawn Thompson from the universe. Did I tell you about this?
No, you never told me about this.
It's so crazy because it was literally right after I did that. I go to the mailbox. It says, from the universe. I've got the card right here because, of course, you're going to keep the card when the universe sends it to you. See exactly what it says. And it said, Dawn, here's a little universal bump. You deserve it. Love the universe. July 2018. And there was a $100 bill in there.
Wow.
And I remember hearing about all these, like, you know, you can get money through the mail if you manifest and blah, blah, blah. And I used to try all those tricks in the early 2000s when I was learning the laws of manifestation. But this just came. And then that day I sold my car. And I got an agreement with one of the teachers at the Wild Woman Festival to her retreat, which brings me to the ocean in Mexico. All these things came in. My friends called me, and they're like, I wasn't going to go to Wild Woman Festival. I was like, I've got, you know, I'm a single mom. I got to pick and choose. I'm going to choose this year, not this. And they're like, we're not going to Wild Woman Festival without you. We got you a ticket. You're coming, put it on your calendar. And I just got all these opportunities. And, you know, Michael, my boyfriend, got me a trip to Florida. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot of manifestation in a short period of time. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And so the only thing I can think of is that there's something to turning it over through song and movement and prayer and, you know, it was just such a powerful little ceremony, and it brought in so much. The other piece to that was that I did use the full moon, I believe it was, in July with two other friends to take a cloak, like symbolically take a cloak off and burn it in the fire. So it's very witchy type of ceremony. But and so I took this cloak and I named all the things that I've been wearing that aren't really authentically me, and then burned them, and then I symbolically put on a new cloak. So I just wanted to share that, because that and the song brought in so much abundance.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, we have a lot of things in common. I have things like that happen to me, which is cool. Just money appear out of nowhere and things work out. Manifestation is a powerful tool when you just let it do its thing.
Yes, it is. I introduced a friend to Abraham Hicks, which I don't know if I fully subscribe to all that, but you know, it makes sense. Like, what you're feeling vibrationally is what you could be attracting in. But I think there's more to it. I think there's more to it. I don't think it's that simple. I think it's complex, like you were saying with the timelines. You know, whatever we're doing, what I did 5-10 years ago put this perpetual theme into motion that allowed that flow last month to come in. That wasn't, you know, it was, that was part of it too.
And you're doing it again. Right now, look what you're creating now. Just look what's going to happen in a month, a week, 5 years from now. And the way you're creating now, it means it's going to triple.
It's exciting. Thank you, Tyler. Yeah, collapsing and dancing. Fun. All right. I'm going to call in the Ascended Masters. Tell us more about these themes we've been talking about. Nice. All right. So we have called in Archangel Michael, one of my favorites. Hilaron, not super familiar with him, but he is a very, he almost reminds me of like a leprechaun ascended master, like a spirit with his, you know, he's got like all the gems at the end of the rainbow, which are really health and healing. Yeah. He's cool. We have a old wisdom keeper, King Solomon, and he is really connected to the stars. He's saying, I'm like this ascended master who really knew how to work with the sky intelligence rather than the ego intelligence, which is what ascended him. He also has a purple cloak of healing. Kuan Yin, who she came up a lot in my last month. I had a sleepover retreat and I had a workshop at the Salt Cave, and letting it go was the theme and all there. And she's back and she actually wants to talk. So let me see. Kuan Yin, what would you like to say to those who are listening today? Kuan Yin says, like the lotus, you must rise quicker and quicker from the muddy water to blossom. And you will blossom, and you will sink back into the muddy water. And this will get frustrating because you feel that once you're up and blossoms, you should stay that way. Bring in purity. Purity, purify your body, your mind, your spirit through water energies, water frequencies. Speak to your water. Bathe and bless your waters. Know that the star beings are here right now to really support you through all that you do. Adorn yourself as if you were the most special, in the most special time of your life right now, for you really are. Be cautious. What are we to be cautious of? Your priorities. There are things that you are spending lots of time thinking about, doing, preparing, and this is a distraction. This distracts you for your fear of going back into the muddy waters. But just know that it's part of life to dip in and dip out, and you are doing nothing wrong. Fall endings will be upon you. It will be a time where things will cool down and slow. You are protected. You still have work to do. This month, you will bring in the health and healing aspects, new health and healing aspects. She's also letting us know that a lot of the health, that part of this portal, so when we went into the heart, there's things that you can do for your heart. There's hawthorn berries are really good for your heart. She's talking about green tea, getting lots of antioxidants, making sure that you're doing the earthing, which me and Iggy love. So always making sure you're doing the earthing, connecting to her before it gets cold again.
Cold.
Is that all?
That's good.
Are you getting cold now?
No. We're getting close.
We're getting close. Yeah, there's a lot about adorning yourself. So I don't know what that's about, but it seems like they're speaking to, again, the laws of manifestation. You know, I'm sure some of you have heard there's a saying called suit up and show up. And you really want to suit up, quote unquote, suit up for it's kind of like the laws of manifestation. You're expecting for what you're expecting. You know, so if you're expecting your day to be very colorful, very bright, very beautiful, wearing colorful, bright, beautiful clothes. If you're expecting it to be, you know, tropical and sensual and whatever you're feeling, like dressed to that way. I love that message too, because oftentimes people are like, again, to be spiritual, it's not about what you wear, what you do, or it's about undoing and not caring. Yeah. Did you say you're naked?
No, I'm just teasing. I just put that image in everybody's head. Sorry. They're all going, what? My Sag came out. Sorry.
Do it. I love my Sagittarius's. The very last message is Jesus. He's here. Jesus, Yeshua is how he's come through to me in the past. And he is kind of just confirming the whole heart medicine thing. So, you know, allowing that to be the focus of the health and healing is heart healing. We're going in this major heart healing. In order to heal, a lot of times the bandage is being ripped off. So I think that agitation that, you know, you might be feeling, or that wonkiness or chaos or weirdness, it is due to there has been he's showing like a bandage being ripped off, an invisible one on the heart, and that there's something to be looked at and to stay soft through it, not to let it, you know, because the thing is, right, if we feel exposed like that, we want to cover it. And so finding a way to kind of cover it and support it, but not let it get hard, not let it fester and get infected, this energetic opening. So lots of green lights, pink lights in there. And those lions, keeping those lions around you. You can even bring in bear totem. They're really protective of the heart. And so that's all for the reading for the month of August. That's actually a lot, though.
That's a lot, yeah. But well received.
Anything else come through when I was doing the reading or when Kuan Yin was speaking?
Yeah, actually, when you brought that up, somebody friended me, and they had one of my posts that I put on, which was kind of funny because, you know, I'm always – it's about just doing stuff, and it says that podcast question, launch it, that blog, start it, that book, write it, that idea, flesh it out, that app, develop it, that gift, put it to use. So I'm going, okay, I'm doing some of that list. So that's kind of what came when you were reading that read. I thought was pretty powerful.
Nice. Yeah, and it flows. I mean, when you're in flow, it's not even like, no one has to tell me like, that dance party, make it a festival. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why would I not? It's just freaking it's like when you're in deep flow, things come out of your mouth that you're like, whoa. I call it the higher self talking rather than the ego. It's just like, you know, I'm cutting the owner of Brothers Drake Meadery in Columbus. I'm cutting her hair, and I'm like, hey, someone said I should make Shakti a festival someday. Isn't that funny? You know, just making conversation.
Yeah.
Well, you should do it. Call Tony. Call him today. Just send Tony a message. Hey, is there any dates available for a festival? Yep, August 12th. Let's do this. Okay. Wow. Okay. I guess there's a festival. It just says it doesn't. It's not even a conscious like. I mean, it does take effort. Like when the courses come through me, I have to sit and write for hours. But God, it feels like scratching it like a bug bite. It's just like so good. I can't stop. I'm just like at the computer writing, and it's just flowing through me, and it's just a very satisfied feeling. Yes.
Awesome.
And so I'm wondering if there's like a pause, if there's like resistance to doing something, if you're not inspired, if it's really in spirit. Or if it's, you know, more like I think I should have a podcast, or I think I should be, you know, I mean, it's different if you're like, I think I should probably mow the grass. Like, yeah, you don't have to be like, that's different. You probably should mow the grass even if you don't want to.
Yeah, because if it doesn't grow, right?
But when it comes to things like start, you know, like that email or that post that you saw, to me, what I hear is like you said, you're doing it because you're inspired, you're in spirit. And oftentimes when I'm working with clients, if they're like, yeah, I just, you know, I want to do this or I want to do that, but nothing feels right or I'm not quite sure. I'm like, wait and get inspired. Allow spirit to move through you. Don't create it from the ego place, so it's not going to go anywhere.
Right. Yeah, and I'm working on that too because I'm working on creating healthy limits and boundaries with people. Like when I want to do something that's important to me, something that's valuable to my growth, I really have to learn to say, you know what? I love you. I would like to go do this with you guys, but I can't because I need to really work and focus on what I want. That's something that I'm really working on right now. It's kind of interesting. I thought I had that piece down, but I don't really. I find that, I give myself away a little bit more than I realized. So now I'm trying to like recalibrate a little bit and reorganize myself and say, you know, everybody's doing their thing and everybody's doing what they want to do, but I want to do what I want to do too. And I want to stay focused on it. So that's kind of where I've been these last month or so.
Ooh, when I hear you say that, I hear you balancing out, your time and your needs, and that's a good balance right there. Balance card.
Mm-hmm.
That's great self-awareness, too.
Mm-hmm. Some of my best work is by myself, you know?
Yeah, oh, totally, me too.
I like
my vulnerability is like balancing out this part of me that's, you know, comes from dis-ease and trauma in with, you know, the rebirth medicine work. So it's almost like finding a language for the caterpillar and the butterfly is what I'm doing because I embody both. I mean, there's moments where I'm in total butterfly mode, not even thinking about the caterpillar, but in order for me to speak and minister to and embody the I can't forget my caterpillar, which to me is like, you know, where it came from and the low self-esteem and all the fear and illusion. Because I was stuck in a lot of fear and illusion. It was given to me. You talked about being given something. It was given to me. It was like a birthright. Like, here's your fear and illusion. You know, let your head explode and become a butterfly and try to transmute this family dynamic.
All right, we got like 60 seconds, so I don't know what you got to say in the next 60 seconds.
We got 50 seconds. Well, I'm going to say the last two things would be, I guess, just to join us all at Shakti Shakedown Fest on August 12th, and then I have a Journey into the Heart at Tribe 614 Yoga the Sunday afterwards on the 19th. So if you like my medicine, I'll be doing more medicine work there. And if you like the show, we'll have another one in September.
Absolutely. All right. Perfect. I guess that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. We'll talk to you later. Thank you.
All right. We'll see everybody next month.
Bye.
Bye-bye.